Hi everyone, my name is Dr. Atul Pawar. With 13 years of rich experience into healthcare management and operations in various fields of healthcare, let's discuss about what exactly the future of hospital planning based on modern developments in patient is happening. Let's start with the first part of telemedicine. What exactly is telemedicine? It is utilization of modern technology and telecommunication method for interaction in healthcare. It involves an information communications technological platform which enhances the use of medical service, especially in remote areas. It facilitates the real-time face communication with the patients and the healthcare providers. It overcomes the geographical barriers and connects the patients with specialties worldwide. It enables the immediate response team or a medical advices and gives the emergency response team a time to respond in a proper way. History and definition. The history of telemedicine began in way back in 1906. It was coined as a term as telemedicine in 1970 by Thomas Bird, referring to healthcare delivery system through telecommunication. There's a continuous mature and progressive technological advances which has emerged from this 1970 technology and has given a way to clearly a different methodology and different methods in coming years. Definition basically of telemedicine in Latin basically means distance and healing. Telemedicine, that's distance healing, is called as a telemedicines are derived from the Greek and Latin words. It involves investigating, monitoring and managing the patients through electronic means, transferring of medical information from one location to another. The technological trends. Concept introduced 30 plus years ago using telephones and fax. Recent decade witnessed substantial growth which has enabled in this technology. It utilizes various means of technologies such as ISD, T1 and internet and satellites. The benefits. It allows physicians or a healthcare delivery to be procured remotely. Applications of radiology, pathology and cardiology in medical education have evolved in a leaps and bounds through use of telemedicine. There are significant impact of improving the healthcare delivery access efficiently and qualitatively. It shares a valuable medical information among the specialties and provide an efficient treatment to the patients. It enhances the community confidence in local healthcare and also enables a continual medical education courses from the clinics. There are various patients' viewpoints as the loved ones remain in their community and within the family support. Then it elevates the travel cost for the patient. It enables immediate action or immediate care for the patient. It ensures confidentiality or a specialty care for the for the patients. It offers the patient education or a course on nutrition or oncology or neurosurgery to the patients. There are disadvantages of it. Because of the increased expectations of the healthcare, there is a licensing issue, which is currently the disadvantage. There are resistance to this technology from the associations and installations. Cost is too high. There are some legal complications and fear of malpractices which are being conducted. There are some barriers including to it. There is some cost of installation and insufficient bandwidth in remote areas and in certain locations. There's a future trend. There is a third generation wireless system facilitating real-time video conferencing, cost-effective solutions for rural villages. Diagram showcasing the potential of telemedicine's projection in India and how exactly the telemedicine services could be practiced across India. There's an installation of ATM at Mathura railway station, which diagnoses the patient's well-being and connects directly to the AIIMS hospital in Delhi. So the technology advances has grown to leaps and bounds in coming generation, and it will be going into further evolution in future decades. The other aspect into additional healthcare services would be medical tourism. Medical tourism is a concept which has been seen over decades, which involves travel for the healthcare. It combines global education, technology, and international trained doctors. It is also known as medical travel or healthy tourism or global healthcare. It provides an opportunity for a patient to access a world-class treatments and procedures. It is a provision of cost-effective medical care with due consideration to quantify in collaboration with tourism industry for foreign patients who need specialized treatment and surgery. The origin date back 1,000 years with Greek pilgrims traveling to centuries for healing, healing of the god Asclepius. This involves a mix of leisure, fun, relaxation, and healthcare experience. It serves as a historical practice rooted in seeking specialized healing practices. The popular countries in medical tourism are basically Malaysia, Thailand, and Singapore. India ranks 8th currently in medical tourism. India, with low treatment cost and blend of medical exposure expertise with tourism, is becoming a major player. It strengthens its affordability, treatments, world-class facilities, and tourism attraction. It has attracted patients for various medical procedures, including organ transplant and cardiac surgeries. There is a significance of medical tourism. There is a foreign exchange earner. It acts as a foreign exchange earner. Predicts to be a major foreign exchange earner for India and estimated to bring around $1 to $2 billion by 12. It was estimated to bring $1 to $2 billion by 2012, but currently it is said to be a $50 to $60 billion company in India at the rate of CGR of 5% per year. And it is growing at 30% annually demonstration with economic impact. The surge in medical tourism significantly contributed to the growth of healthcare industry. Additionally, it played a pivotal role in job creation and benefiting both healthcare as well as tourism sector. The positive economic ripple effect extend beyond foreign exchange earning and fostering to a robust ecosystem. How exactly the medical tourism industry or telemedicine help in medical tourism industry? There's a patient manager who establishes a doctor-patient communication through which there is a diagnosis or telemedicine which has been administered to the patient. Then there is a therapy or a plan of therapy which has been allocated or told to the patient. There's an aftercare given to the patient after the therapy. This actually includes a community of the patients. So what happens is the patient manager directly interacts with the community manager, gets the patient, gets the interaction done for doctor-patient communication, where a diagnostics are being conducted for a patient and a therapy is suggested. Once the therapy is suggested, aftercare is also given through telemedicine. This is how the entire chain of cycle for with telemedicine in medical tourism happens. There are some roadblocks or benefits involved in medical tourism. The major benefits which are there in medical tourism is it generates a significant revenue in foreign currency. Treatment cost in India is the attracting factor for all the medical tourist people. The showcases of Ayurveda and holistic healing is providing a traditional healthcare methods is providing on an international platform. It promotes the culture exchange as well as goodwill among the countries. The major roadblock which is there is the generation of the lack of accreditation system in India, which is holding the patients abroad from drawing the patients abroad. There's a corporate hospital setups which are upgrading. So international certification becomes crucial for that part. And international collaborations with the international insurance standards becomes a crucial aspect. Collaboration with international agencies for patient care standards and establishing its transparency in fee structure is the essential part of it. The vital building of trust among potential medical tourist people as well as the healthcare providers is the key bridge to bridge in the roadblocks which is being created currently. There is a PAC system in the healthcare which is basically to know the radiology or the radiation technologies of implants or how exactly the clinical data are being transferred across the globe or to the physicians to understand the disease condition and evaluate the disease conditions. This information is called picture archives and communication systems. This information technology is integral to the healthcare enterprises as it helps in maintaining the patient's record electronically and manage the information systems. This is a consolidated clinical data and medical images for efficient accessibility. It proves a vital role in acquiring, transmitting and displaying the radiological images across the globe. There are particular benefits of radiological department. It enhances the diagnostic workflow, streamlines the diagnostic processes by providing a quick access to patients' complete imaging history. It also facilitates the collaborations among the healthcare professionals by allowing a seamless sharing and discussion on the medical images. What is the meaning of PACS? It is referred to as computers or network dedicated images stored and distributed and presented using a DICOM as a common format. Its functionality, it enables the electronic storage and viewing of medical images, fostering in near filmless process. It facilitates quick access and comparison of images, enhancing diagnostic capabilities. Primary use is hard copy replacement. It replaces the traditional hard copy based method of medical images. It offers a cost and space advantage over film and instant access to the prior images. It has remote access. It allows practitioners in different locations simultaneously to access the information and support the teleradiology process. It is offered as a dedicated promoting distance learning device. The network basically component involved in the pack are central server storing system, which includes the images are transmitted via LAN or WAN. The modern packs often incorporate with web-based interfaces using VPN or SSL for communications. There is functionality of their workstation. The client workstation facilitates tasks like scanning images, filming, printing from the system, and interactive displays of the images. The radiology equipment now directly feeds the image into PACS and eliminate the need for the film digitalizer. How the PACS system or architecture of the PACS system works basically. So at the reception basically, the patient comes into account with the receptions. Reception gives a program or a command to the system. There's a decision making authority accounting into what exactly has to be reported and how exactly it has to be reported. There's an acquisition regarding whether it is cardiology, radiology or surgical intervention which has been needed. So it is passed on to the PAC again, which gives the diagnostic weaving of the procedures basically which is happening. The films which were originally provided to note down how the processing of the image is happening is now being given digitally. So there is no filming process which has been required. Direct reporting has been done, which has gone into the information system and into the inventory. The doctor directly make a decisive approach and give a decision of what the images are been supporting and telling us about the disease condition. It is recognized, it has a different type of advantages and drawbacks. It has a proven technology, but challenges do exist. The data transfer is the major challenge. There are issues with the data storage and comparison with old frames are not possible. Transferring of images between the hospital, especially during emergency, poses difficulty due to electric failure or network challenges. There is operational cost involved into it. So FLIM and labor cost may not be substantial in reducing some cases, but migration challenges involving workstation, archives, database convergence, and impacting productivity. There is also educational challenges that all orthopedic surgeons or all doctors would not be able to access PACS, or probably would be time consuming and costly for them, as there are softwares which enables PACS system into their systems which are not compatible with certain kind of devices. Visual operative theater or robotic surgeries. This is the additional or advanced technologies which are being used currently. Hospital and healthcare sector are reaching out to new heights within education, innovation and research. Dedicated efforts are being made to focus on providing higher standards of the healthcare. There's a focus on pushing boundaries into education, fostering research within the hospital. Currently, this is worker driven in excel in their knowledge and skills to enhance the patient care. The virtual reality in surgery training. There's a virtual reality technology for surgical training. It is developed by Australia's CSIRO. It combines 3D imaging with sense of touch for realistic surgery stimulation. It emphasizes on importance of creating a near-life virtual operating theater. Virtual patients, organs, bones, tissues are stipulated with comprehensive learning experience. The realistic surgical environment has been created with stipulated 3D virtual operating theater where patients' organs, bones and tissues are being generated. There are specialized glasses which enable surgeons to see a holographic image, enhancing the realism of surgical experience. It enhances the skin resistance during vital surgeries, and tension generated mimics into action of cutting through different layers of human skin. There's a knowledge-focused training involved into it, the procedural dexterity. It also enhances the anatomy training. Basic skills like needle insertion and sutures are being done in a precise way. It also provides a safe environment for trainees to practice without any risk to the patient, and also ensures their safe practices are practiced around the globe. Surgeons can repeatedly use the virtual environment for continuous learning and training purposes. It allows trainees to expose to a wider range of surgical scenarios and improve their decision-making skills. It offers an immediate feedback on actions and aiding to refreshment of the surgical techniques and technological advances. It helps in understanding the different organs and different integrations of the organs and different procedural methods at given specific time with on-job approach of a surgery. This is a next generation training program. It is essential training for next generation for the competent surgeon. There's an operation theater practice, cavalier training and animal training, basically, which was evolved. It enables remote learning for a surgeon which can practice on computer with improving accessibility and skills. It facilitates real-time feedback and allows trainee to assess their performance and correct it on the job. There's a precision and miniaturization involved into it. So what happens is robotic evolved technologies with cameras and joystick enhances the precision and miniaturization of the surgery. It helps in understanding the processes of implantation for improved stability and shorter recovery time. Robotic surgery offers an articulation beyond normal manipulation and integrated procedures. There is a three-dimensional manifestation process which helps us to identify and detail view of surgical fields of how exactly the surgery has been conducted, how the infection control practice are being practiced, and how exactly the difficultation process of conducting a surgery with different methods and different people around it is minimized by having just one robot installed into the operation theater. It investigates area in healthcare, include hospital anesthesiologist report, laboratory medicine, rehabilitative medicine, and surgery. So robot actually acts as all the supportive measures involved into providing the ancillary services. It also major advances in encompassing miniaturization, articulation, and three-dimensional magnification of the images conducted during the surgery. There are surgeons worldwide export for potential robotic surgeries conducted sitting at the remote location and revolutionizing the various fields of medical. There is an ongoing research which aims to expand the application of robotic surgery for better patient outcomes. Currently, there are AI applications applied to the robotic surgeries, which would aim at bringing out an innovation where certain surgeries would be conducted with the help of AI methods. Integrated genetic testing laboratories. Hospitals are integrating with the dedicated genetic testing laboratories into their results. There is a specialized equipment or infrastructure and protocols ensuring quick and efficient testing methods inside the labs. These labs play a pivotal role in supporting personalized machine approaches. The integrating demands and careful consideration of space allocation and workflow optimization enhances the genetic testing laboratory. There are privacy measures which are being implemented to safeguard this sensitive genetic information. A dedicated treatment spaces within the hospital cater to such administration of highly personalized treatment and is considered as specialized equipment, comfort, and accessibility. There is collaboration of space which are created to encourage interdisciplinary approach for the targeted therapies. Integration of this space aligns with the paradigm shift towards the precision of the healthcare. Training of healthcare staff on maintaining the confidentiality of the era of personalized healthcare in robust cybersecurity measures and implementing how exactly the data privacy or patient privacy is maintained is the key aspect of ensuring the data or the electronic health record is secure in a storage and seamless design space. Thank you.